About 2 dozen Syracuse University students have been told they're on interim suspension after they've refused to leave a sit-in at the administration building overnight. WAER's Alyssa Lyons has the latest on the standoff between the Not Again SU protesters and university leadership.
Krause-Hinds Hall has been on lockdown since last night, though university officials say the students inside are free to leave anytime. Meanwhile, others are locked out, including assistant political science professor Jen Jackson. She says the students are clearly upset, and the Department of Public Safety has been aggressive.
So part of what we said when we talked to administrators who came downstairs was that they need to let faculty members inside so that we can talk to them and act as a buffer between students and DPS agents.
Students renewed their protest Monday and have a new list of demands, which include the identification of perpetrators in bias incidents, a tuition freeze, the disarming of public safety officers, and ask the university to take public responsibility for the systematic issues that occur on campus. A student protester with Not Again SU says they're trying to ensure progress and transparency.
Our demands are here to make the campus better. It's to make a better space. They can let the whole general body know what they're actively doing. A lot of these things are not going to benefit just specific groups. Like, they're going to benefit everybody on this campus.
Students are also requesting the resignation of 4 top administrators, including Chancellor Kent Severud. Professor Jackson says the answers to the problem are obvious to her.
The solution is for the administration to say that it's okay for them to occupy a space on a campus where they pay tuition to attend. The solution is for faculty members to be allowed to talk to our students. And the solution is for them not to be suspended for police protesting.
The university released a statement expressing that students protesting in Krause-Hinds Hall violated the campus disruption policy. They have yet to respond to the new list of demands from Not Again SU. Alyssa Lyons, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.